And certainly, as sooth as God is king, to take a wife, it is a glorious thing, and namely when a man is old and hoar. Then is a wife the fruit of his treasure. Then should he take a young wife and a fair, on which he might engender him an heir, and lead his life in joy and in solace, whereas these bachelors sing, alas, when that they find any adversity in love, which is but childish vanity. And truly it sits well to be so, that bachelors have often pain and woe. On brittle ground they build, and brittleness they find, when they wean sickness. They live but as a bird, or as a beast in liberty, and under no arrest, whereas a wedded man in his estate liveth a life blissful and ordinate, under this yoke of marriage rebound. Well may his heart in joy and bliss abound. For who can be so buxom as a wife? Who is so true, and eke so attentive, to keep him sick and whole as is his make? For weal or woe, she will him not forsake. She is not weary him to love and serve, though that he lie bedridden till he starve. And yet some clerks say it is not so, of which he, Theophrast, is one of those. What force, though, Theophrastus list to lie? Take no wife, quod he, for husbandry, as for to spare in household thy dispense. A true servant does more diligence thy goods to keep than thine own wife, for she will claim half part all her life. And if that thou be sick, so God me save, thy very friends or a true knave will keep thee better than she that waiteth, after thy goods, and has done many a day. And if thou take a wife unto thine hold, full likely mayest thou be a cuckold. This sentence, and 100 things worse, writeth this man. There God his bones curse. But take no keep of all such vanity. Defy Theophrast and hearken me. A wife is God's gift, verily. All other manner gifts, hardily, as lands, rents, pasture, or commune, or mobles, all been gifts of fortune that passen as a shadow upon a wall. But dread not, if plainly speak I shall, a wife will last, and in thine house endure, well longer than thee list, peradventure. Marriage is a full great sacrament. He which that has no wife, I hold him shent. He liveth helpless and all desolate. I speak of folk in secular estate. And hearken why I say not this for naught, that woman is for man's help yrought. The high God, when he had Adam maked, and saw him all alone, belly naked, God, of his great goodness, said then, let us now make a help unto this man like to himself. And then he made him Eve. Here may you see, and hereby may you prove, that wife is man's help and his comfort, his paradise to rest and his despot. So buxom and so virtuous is she, they must needs live in unity. One flesh they been, and one flesh, as I guess, has but one heart in weal and in distress. A wife. Ah, Saint Mary Bensity! How might a man have any adversity that has a wife? Certes, I cannot say. The bliss which that is betwixt them tway, there may no tongue tell or heart think. If he be poor, she helpeth him to swink. She keeps his goods and wasteth never a deal. All all that a husband lusts her liketh well. She says not once nay when he says yea. Do this, says he, already, sir, says she.